He flies his personal jet plane, his helicopter, and his hot air balloon. His next door neighbor is President George Bush. Gary Haven is the founder of Curbs International, and this ranch in Crawford, Texas is what he calls home.
Earlier in the day, I met Gary just as he was returning from a whirlwind tour to promote his new best-selling book.
It may seem like an extravagance, but when you've got 5,000 locations in 50 states and 9 countries, it's a necessity. And it gets me back in time to be with my wife and 9-year-old daughter.
And Gary didn't waste any time heading straight for home, where he was reunited with his wife, Diane, and his daughter.
Lisa, this is Shyla.
Hi, Shyla. How are you?
And I was treated to an afternoon of hospitality, Texas style. Diane took me on a quick tour of the house and then headed to the kitchen to check on her homemade rolls and to toss the salad.
I saw an incredible spread. Now, of course, you had help to come in with this, right?
No, I didn't. You're the help.
She helps a lot right there.
After an awesome lunch, we headed out on the deck to check out the view. Only the chirping of a bird disturbed the absolute quiet. But Gary says it gets pretty noisy when the president's in the hood.
Mr. President, I knew you were in town because I could hear the jets flying over.
Gary has been known to make a little noise of his own, and he invited me to join him for my first helicopter ride. While we swooped over the neighborhood, I had the chance to discover what a great guy Gary is, and later, I found out why.
The great lessons in life come from suffering. And when you've suffered sufficiently, then God can get your attention. As a young boy at age 13, my mother had been suffering from depression and high blood pressure, and I woke up one morning to find that she had died in her sleep. She'd just turned age 40. And my two younger brothers and I were the only ones at home, and I had to gather them in my arms and tell them, age 9 and 7, that mother had died and gone to heaven.
You went through more than your share of hard times as a young man as well, didn't you?
As a teenager, I had the, you know, the problems of a father and a stepmother that didn't want us, and those issues, and all that came at a really young age. Being self-sufficient and being focused on survival, by age 26, I had 6 health clubs and $1 million financial statement.
Yet 4 years later, Gary was bankrupt.
I literally lost everything I owned, the airplane and the nice homes and the car and, you know, those things that really had no significance. And I'd lost the home with my children and found myself alone and destitute and without anything to either comfort me or to find pride in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the lowest point.
What happened next?
I finally got on my knees and said, God, I've lived this first half of my life by my will, and it's a mess. I'm going to turn the rest of my life over to you. I had to need him so desperately that I was willing to put him as the priority of my life and mean it. Yeah, Rolls, I was saved at 13, but it wasn't until I was 32-ish that I took my salvation and made it a commitment. And, you know, it's one thing to be saved. It's one thing to give yourself over to God's plan for your life. And so I had to do that.
Gradually, Gary began to rebuild his life, this time on the foundation of God's Word and something else.
The 700 Club was a great resource for me. One of the things the 700 Club taught me was the difference between relation and religion. You know, God designed us to be in relationship with Him. And I began to read His Word and to spend the time seeking that relationship that He had for me.
Eventually, Gary met and married Diane. Diane remembers their initial struggle just to make ends meet.
We had to start from probably worse than scratch, from brand a new start. And it was very tough, but God gave us the strength.
Then in 1992, Gary and Diane opened the first Curbs Fitness Center in Texas. Today, Curbs International is the largest fitness center franchise in the world.
Do you do the Curbs workout?
I do. As a matter of fact, I work out about 3 times a week with my mother, who is a very neat Curbs success story. She's lost 60 pounds and has kept it off for nearly 3 years.
And she's just one of thousands of Curbs success stories. There's now a Curbs Fitness Center for every two McDonald's in America, and a new Curbs opens about every 4 hours.
One of the great resources that I drew upon in those early years was Pat's book, The Secret Kingdom. Even today, I talk about those biblical principles that I have placed as the foundation of my business, and can attribute those principles to a key to our success. A couple of those principles that are interesting is the law of integrity. You know, what does that mean? Well, you tell people the truth. And the law of unity. You can't have unity without integrity. But if people can count on what you say, then they can believe in you and you can work together. You know, today we have over 5,000 franchises that together they and I are meeting the needs of over 2 million women. That's the power of unity.
The Havens cherish the simple pleasures of family life. And because they know where they've been, they never take God's abundant blessings for granted.
God's blessed my wife and I because of obedience. Because the truth is, we're all a mess, but Christ has paid the price. He has cleaned us up if we've accepted that gift so that God can use even me.
We listen to God. We pray first. We listen. And He gives us the answers, not all the time, not when we want it necessarily. Mm-hmm. And then we're obedient.
God has shown Himself faithful to me in the worst of circumstances. I trust Him. And when you really realize who God is, this is a neat thing. When you realize that God is so powerful that He literally spoke everything into existence, and yet He loves us so much that He paid the price through His Son to have redemption. So you know who He is and how much He loves us. How in the world can we not live lives of significance?